Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. I'm Pamela Clark, founder and director of the New Heights Educational Group, and I'm here with David Smith, the founder of Silicon Valley High School, who has helped us get these podcasts produced and delivered to you.
Yes, Pamela, when we saw the great things that you and your army of volunteers were achieving at New Heights, we wanted to get involved. We're happy to work with you to leverage the internet and make quality education accessible and affordable to everyone, everywhere.
Thank you, David. We appreciate Silicon Valley High School helping us to get these podcasts out to the hundreds of thousands of listeners from all over the world. So I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to the maiden edition of this show. My name is Taibat Olaniyo, and I'm the radio host for the New Heights Show on Education and the New Heights Educational Group. I would like you to know that this show is pre-recorded on Fridays. My name is Taibat Olaniyo. I am a Nigerian living in Doha, Qatar, and I work as a news reporter and editor. I studied journalism in Nigeria, and I have volunteered for youth organizations in and outside Nigeria and Qatar. My zeal for the youth brought about this show that focuses on youth and vices, causes and solutions out of them. As the maiden show, I will be highlighting some of the vices that are always associated with the youth. Like I said, this show focuses on youth and issues affecting them. A youth, according to the United Nations, is best understood as a period of transition from the dependence of childhood to adulthood independence. There is no universally agreed international definition of the youth age group. That's why, as a category and for statistical purposes, the United Nations defines those people between the ages of 15 and 24 as youth. Today, there are 1.2 billion young youths aged 15 to 24 years, accounting for about 16% of the global population. And by 2030, the number of youth is projected to have grown by 7% to nearly 1.3 billion. Youth can be a positive force for development when provided with the knowledge and opportunities they need to thrive. In particular, young people should acquire the education which NHEG helps with and skills needed to contribute to a productive economy, and they need access to a job market that can absorb them into the labor force. Over history, emphasis has always been placed on youth as vanguards of change and progress, while acknowledging their susceptibility to vices. Social vices are considered not good for youths, for it causes public problems and may result in shortcoming to oneself. Vices is from the Latin word vitium, meaning defect or failing. It is a bad habit or immoral activity. Vices are common among youths, both male and female. Social vices can be regarded as bad traits, unhealthy and negative behaviors that are against the morality of society and frowned out by members of society. Here are some examples of social vices. There are numerous examples of social vices, but I will highlight some, which include peer pressure and unhealthy competition or rivalry, bullying, indecent dressing, robbery, cultism, pickpockets, shoplifting, drug addiction, examination malpractices, which is any form of deliberate cheating in exams, which provides one or more candidates with an unfair advantage or disadvantage. It is illegal and can be perpetrated by a single individual or group. Hooliganism, which is a disruptive or unlawful behavior, such as rioting, such as bullying, such as vandalism. Rape, texting while driving. cyber addiction, drinking alcohol and smoking, teen pregnancy. These are some of the examples of social vices that we will be talking about on this show.
Right now, you might be struggling through your classes or even failing them. You might be worried that you may not finish high school. There might have even been a thought that you may not be smart enough. Well, the New Heights Educational Group begs to differ. We not only think you are smart enough, but with our help, you will complete your high school diploma. The New Heights Educational Group strives to improve your academic success through its tutoring services. To learn more, please visit newheightseducation.org and contact us. New Heights Educational Group. Educational resources to help reach your goals.
Welcome back to New Heights Show on Education. My name is Tai Bartolaneo, and I am the radio host for this show that highlights some issues youth face. A recap of the first segment of the show, I talked about what social vices mean and examples of these social vices, which include examination malpractices, peer pressure, bullying, etc. Are you asking the same question? Why do youth engage in social vices? Some of the reasons that can be adduced for this include agility. Youth are generally known to be agile and full of strength and energy, high intelligence and easy assimilation, the ability to comprehend, digest, and assimilate information is very high at a youthful age. We've been informed that any knowledge impacted on youth can be likened to a mark made on a stone, while those impacted on the old are similar to a mark made on water. Little responsibility. This period of life is characterized by little or no responsibility at all. Parents and guardians are solely responsible for most of youth's needs and wants. Exuberance. Youths are known for their restiveness, tendency to embark on action with little or no consideration for its consequences, and also being regarded as future leaders. Youths are perceived as future leaders of any community, hence, the emphasis is laid on their proper upbringing. The reasons for these are not far-fetched. Studies have shown that most youth engage in social vices as a result of lack of parental care, broken homes, poverty, peer pressure like I mentioned earlier, unemployment, the get-rich-quick syndrome, economic recession, and pressure from the society. Peer pressure is one good reason why youth engage in vices. This is a time when friends and age mates make you feel like you are out of vogue. This usually happens to growing teens and youth. This is the major cause of youth involvement in vices. Students, that is the youth, spend more time with their friends at school or at their respective homes. Due to their weak nature and tender age, they can easily be influenced. Poverty. Social vice exists when there is a sizable difference between the ideals of a society and its actual achievements. From this perspective, let's look at it. Social vices are created by the failure to close this gap. Certain social conditions are detrimental, such as poverty prevents youth from developing and using their full potential for the good of the society. Greed, covetousness. This can be linked more to the get-rich-quick syndrome among youth. In Nigeria, where I'm from, it's being regarded as 419, scam, Yahoo, or Yahoo Plus in some cases. Curiosity. As a child, they have a high tendency of being curious to learn, to have fun, and practice new things since they are born with a clean mind. But then, a saying goes thus, curiosity kills the cat. This happens when some teens are being lured to smoke or participate in shoplifting. Remember the proverb that says, show me your friend and I will tell you who you are, comes to mind, as it shows the significance of friends and how they influence our lives. Escapism. Being neglected by parents, guardians, and in some cases teachers while in school can make some youths turn to vices as a way to escape. Some of these words tend to smoke or abuse drugs in their quest for escapism. While some are fun-seeking, lazy, indisciplined, lack of indiscipline interfere with the teaching and learning process. Unfortunately, it manifests in various ways, including bullying, vandalism, alcoholic and substance abuse, truancy, inability or unwillingness to do some homeworks, your school work, unemployment. When youths are idle and unemployed, they tend to engage in vices. Mental illness. This is a condition that causes serious disorder in a person's behavior or thinking. Now we will be moving to effects of social vices on youth. Social vices affect the society as a whole and the individual in particular. The mental, physical, academic, moral aspects of an individual are negatively affected. And some of these effects include low self-esteem and body image. It could lead to depression. It could lead to death. It could lead to suicide, homelessness, poor academic performance. This is a sign when affected youths divert their time to these vices instead of being serious with academic work. There is wastage of time, which leads to poor academic performance, squandering of resources such as their pocket money in some cases on drugs, and this sometimes leads to them going into robbery just to have money to buy drugs. Effect of social vices on the parents. While talking about the effect on the youth, like I said, social vices affect the society as a whole. The parents too are not left out. It could lead to illness. When a parent has a child that engages in social vices, it can cause illness such as high blood pressure, depression, anxiety. It can lead to embarrassment on the part of the parents and the guardian. It could lead to divorce or separation of both parents when they can't come to terms with the fact that their youth or their child is engaged in social vices, and it could destabilize homes.
This podcast is brought to you by Silicon Valley High School, the world's fastest growing, video-based, self-paced, teacher-supported, fully accredited online school that's recommended by more than 96% of students. Take individual courses at just $95 each or earn your high school diploma at any age. Check us out at svhs.co.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the youth and social vices, effect of social vices on the youth and parents, and what it means to be engaged in social vices. Now we will consider some solutions to social vices. To parents, parents need to talk to their children about the importance of staying away from vices. This should be done from an early age. We should involve them, we should talk to them, communicate with them, as they need to know the effect and consequences of engaging in social vices. Communicate with your child from time to time. Make your home a safe haven for them to share information with you. Listen to their you may target as rants. Listen to them. As a parent, you may target as rants, like I said, but they are not. When they know they can talk to you about anything and on any topic, they are confident and will be advised accordingly. This will reduce peer pressure. Help your child develop self-confidence. Kids who feel good about themselves are less vulnerable to social vices. Role modeling, good emotional self-regulation will also reduce your child's risk of developing and engaging in social vices. Self-regulation involves the ability to control thoughts, emotions, and behaviors in order to manage current behavior and achieve long-term goals. Contact your child's school to discuss supports and services that can help your child. Attend parenting counseling sessions and gain parenting skills. This helps in highlighting the importance of parenting. As a parent, lastly, set and follow rules. Some homes have some rules that are being strictly followed. Some of these rules can include saving habits, no night crawling, time limit for online gaming, time limit to social media, so as not to lead to social media addiction. And for our youths, learn how to say no. It is tough, I know, to be the only one who says no to social vices. But you can do it. Inner strength and self-confidence can help you stand firm, walk away, and resist doing something that can jeopardize your future. The first step in quitting a vice is to own it, say it, admit it. I know owning to a vice is an art. Most people cannot naturally do this, especially when it comes to their vices or negative traits. Know and set your priorities. You shouldn't agree to everything your friends say just because you want to please them or fit into their circle. Deep down, when you know something is bad, say it and know it is not in your priority. Choose your friends wisely. Like I said, show me your friend and I will tell you who you are. Encourage yourself and others to participate in volunteer work or a sport or baking classes or other things of interest that will impact your life positively. Be firm and responsible for one another. Be your brother's keeper. Seek counsel and open up. Seek help from health practitioners and trustworthy adults if you are addicted to some of the social vices I mentioned earlier. And please, as a parent, when you are setting your rules, do not infringe or abuse these rules regarding your child. Then help the youth and also contact health specialists and hospital to discuss support and services that can help your teenager that is involved in social vices. Government should create an enabling environment for businesses and the economy of the country to thrive. This will reduce vices and the youths will be gainfully employed. An idle hand is the devil's workshop, goes the proverb. The creation of various social awareness programs, especially through traditional, that is radio and television, and social media, will make youths understand the evolving social and physical environment they are in and integrate very well. On the part of teachers, equal treatment of students, irrespective of gender, should be ensured and maintained at all levels. This will curtail variation and possible attention seeking of some students as some students engage in social vices for the purpose of gaining attention of their teachers and parents also. Organizing free remedial vacation classes and entrepreneurship programs for youth also curb social vices. Community outreach programs to educate the public on the importance of both formal and informal education is also important. Parents should encourage their youth to attend such programs. And if you are in a community, engage in education sponsorship for needy students in the community. This will also help them to not to get involved in social vices. And that will be the end for this week's show. You can reach me by email at olaniyoti@newheighteducation.org. And don't forget to join Erica Hansen every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our live show. Be sure to join me every Friday at radio.newheighteducation.org as I discuss yet another issue youths are facing. Remember, a troubled youth is a troubled adult. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to rate us and follow us on your podcast player. Check out our show page, radio.newheightseducation.org, for monthly announcements and other happenings.